relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Dear friends, thank you so very, very much for making the incredible success of our program yesterday possible. The 3 hours we dedicated to one issue, Obamagate, the plot to derail a presidential campaign and undermine the 45th president of the United States, melted the interwebs yesterday. It's been 25 hours since we began. We've had 380,000 views alone on YouTube, which is incredible. You like to watch radio, I guess, but that's because you're special. And we've had in the last 24 hours 1.7 million minutes watched from yesterday's show with our incredible guests in studio: Joe DiGenova, Victoria Tunsing, Sarah Carter, John Solomon, and Chris Farrell of Judicial Watch. You make that success possible. Thank you. If you missed any of it, you can listen to it for free on iTunes. Get the America First podcast. If you want to watch our guests in studio, the little banter in the breaks. You guys love that. We keep the mics on. We have fun. We make fun of Leroy, and he makes fun of me, and it's all good-hearted fun. You can watch it on YouTube, but after the show has finished, because we have an incredible lineup. We have Jennifer Horn momentarily. We have James Carafano of the Heritage Foundation, Dan Bongino, and our millennial correspondent, Devin Smith. But it is that time of the week for our crazy California update.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Banana! It takes being a small yellow creature to understand California, or a brave warrior for freedom, in this case, our intrepid California correspondent, Jennifer Horn. Follow her on Twitter, at Jennifer Horn, host of The Morning Answer and the Jen and Don Show on AM 590 and AM 870, The Answer. Jennifer, are you there?
I am here, and I wanted to congratulate you on that show that you did yesterday, because I heard that you were doing it, and I was running around like a crazy person, as usual, and I downloaded the podcast. I was listening in my car, and I was glued. You know it's good radio when you can't get out of the driveway, because you don't want to, like, shut the phone off for, like, a second. So I'm excited. I've listened to half the show, and I'm ready for the next half, and fantastic job. It just explains so much. It's
Thank
so
you.
Enlightening.
Thank
so,
you. The only
really good show.
The only trouble is, I now have to go on vacation, and I don't know who should cover for me. Can you recommend somebody, Jennifer Horn, who should do
Please.
At least a few?
I got you covered.
You'll do it?
I'm so excited.
Will you do it?
I'm going to be in for you next week. I will absolutely do it, and I'll
Did
try
you
not
hear
to
that?
Turn the place down.
She said yes. Jennifer Horn. I've been doing this for 8 months. It's time for a little break, guys. I love you all, but Jennifer Horn is going to be one of my guest hosts, and tomorrow it's going to be Mike Lindell. You're going to have so much fun with these two incredible personalities, but first, I'm going to exploit you mercilessly while I have you. we have ridiculous. We have the sublime, the ridiculous, and the serious to discuss. Can we just start with old Adam Schiff? Is this story true in the Daily Caller that he's got a challenger?
He does have a challenger. Actually, his name is Eric Early, and I know Eric. Eric is actually a former candidate. He ran for Attorney General in 2018 in California. He didn't make it past the primary. There was a Republican that did, however, which was the good news for us in that race. Sadly, he did not win either. But Eric Early is a serious contender to Adam Schiff. Now, it's an uphill battle, and Eric knows this. But the people in our area, in this little pocket of the San Fernando Valley, Adam Schiff is my representative. It's Burbank, Glendale, Sunland, Pacoima. There's a little bit of conservatism. There's a little bit of hope. I actually have a neighbor who has a huge Trump 2020 banner on their front porch.
What? What?
Yeah,
in California?
Send it to you. It's unbelievable. I turn around near their house every day to get into my driveway, and I always just go, God love you people. But so this is one of the more conservative areas. If there were to be some opportunity, it'd be great. Adam Schiff has been around for a long time. He has the brand name, and people vote for it. But yes, he does have a challenger, and Eric's a good guy. He'll give him a serious fight.
And if Eric can't do it, we have the breaking news from the Daily Caller, my friend Mary Margaret Olihan. There's somebody else who's going to consider running against Adam Schiff, and this person's name, it's not a joke, is Maybe a Girl. That's the name, Maybe a Girl, and she's a drag queen. The first ever drag queen elected to local government.
I have not seen that yet.
No, this is fresh. This is fresh off the press. First ever drag queen elected to local government at the Silver Lake Neighborhood Council earlier this year, and now she or he wants to run against Adam Schiff. I want to see that. Don't you want to see that?
I want to see the debate. You know, maybe they could have a dance off or something.
Yes.
Like that.
Let's do it. Dancing with the Stars.
We've got Sean Spicer on Dancing with the Stars. Let's do it. Let's get them going mano a mano. Wow. You know, I'm looking at this drag. Hey, look, it's California. Anything can happen.
Right. Dancing with the pencil next. They'll have to. No, I didn't say that. Sorry. Behave. Okay. Let's get serious. I had to be on a panel to discuss this issue as somebody out here in Swamp Town, and I need to get your take. Is this supported? Is this decision of Gavin Newsom's new bill that makes it more difficult for police officers in your state to do their job? Does this have general support, this idea that now they're even more restricted in their use of force? Is this some groundswell that's demanding that cops have an even tougher job to do? I need to know, Jennifer.
You know, it's really interesting because the people of California, I want to think, have a lot more sense than they show up with at the voting booth. But a couple of years ago, we passed two propositions, Proposition 47 and Proposition 57. And those propositions reclassified crime. It made it much easier for people to get away with things. They'd be charged with misdemeanors instead of felonies. And so what that did when voters approved those two measures is it gave all of this power to the leaders in Sacramento, now Governor Gavin Newsom, to take that and say, well, see, you voted for this, so we're just taking this a step further. We're going to make it easier for people. We're going to reclassify things. We're going to sign these crime bills to help with overcrowding in the prisons. The problem is that there's just, because they have the voters behind them, they can make that argument. But I always contend that the way they write propositions, particularly
is to confuse.
In this state, is to confuse people. People who value safety go out to the polls and they vote yes for something and it actually means a no vote. They don't really read through them, or maybe they don't understand them. And
they
do it on purpose.
It's underhanded. I mean, it's so, so underhanded.
Right. And then they become emboldened and they can move on and do this. And even Gavin Newsom just this week made it harder for police officers to go after criminals. There are all these new rules now for police officers in gray areas so that these lawsuits can pile up against law enforcement because of the shooting of Stephon Clark.
Right. He's changed the law that police officers, it's not a question of whether they need to use reasonable force. It is necessary force. So you literally have to think you're about to die before you can try and intercept a criminal.
Right. And all it does is make it more murky and more gray for when a police officer actually has to make the decision to use lethal force. That is hard enough for most officers. Most officers are good, law-abiding people who want to protect the public and don't want to ever have to discharge their weapon.
Right.
When they have to do that to put them through even more scrutiny, it's unbelievable. And I think that's why Gavin Newsom's approval rating is actually down pretty low.
He 10 points, right?
Yeah, since he was elected and took office in January. So to me, when you ask if people support him, I would say the support is down, but it doesn't necessarily matter because they're emboldened by these propositions that have passed in the previous years.
So Nancy Pelosi's nephew isn't doing too well. He is, of course, the governor of California, Gavin Newsom. Sounds a little bit like a crime cartel, doesn't it? We know as long as we have Jennifer Horn reporting for us, we'll get to the bottom of the story. She is the host of The Morning Answer and the Jen and Don Show on AM 590, AM 870. Follow her at Jennifer Horn, and she will be hosting this show while I get a little bit of a rest. God bless you, Jennifer. Next, James Carafano.
From the creators of War Room, the Kendrick brothers return to the big screen this week with Overcomer.
Well, I have a season with one runner.
One runner matters.
John Harrison is a frustrated coach questioning his value until he crosses paths with a student struggling on her own journey.
What have you allowed to define me?
Overcomer, in theaters this Friday. Starring Alex Kendrick and Priscilla Shirer. Rated PG, parental guidance suggested. Visit overcomermovie.com.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. How much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-892-2307 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-892-2307 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-892-2307 now and start learning to trade the right way. Call 855-892-2307. 2307, prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Summer is here, and so are the bugs and other pests. Don't let your home or business be overrun this season with unwanted intruders. Forget about throwing your money away on those harmful toxic chemicals. This season, Plug In Pest Free. G'day, I'm Scott from Plug In Pest Free. This summer, turn your house wiring into a hostile environment for rodents and other unwanted pests, effectively driving them out the safe, humane way without the use of toxic chemicals. Designed to last for years, it will save you a ton of money. Our bestseller, the Plug-in Pest-Free Pro, covers up to 4,000 square feet. Now that's fair dinkum. The Pro comes with a 20% discount when you use promo code SAVE20. That's promo code SAVE20 for 20% off. Order yours online today at gopestfree.com. That's gopestfree.com, promo code SAVE20. Don't spray and regret, plug in and forget.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I was finishing undergrad and got credit cards because I couldn't work full-time. So that started the credit card journey for me.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
And then when I got married, we combined our credit card debt and it became impossible to pay off on our own. At that point, I was like, I don't know where to turn. And then I found Trinity.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
I initially was scared to call, and immediately I felt relief. I mean, in a matter of 3 years, we've already paid down $20,000 in credit card debt, which is huge.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
You're listening to America First with Dr. G.
And you are the people that make it all possible, especially Terry in Louisville, Kentucky. Yesterday, $5,000 is what Terry dropped for our Food for the Poor campaign. God bless you, Terry. And everybody, we're breaking records. We're helping those benighted people who've escaped from that hellhole that is Venezuela, stuck in Colombia, need your help, need food, need clean water. We have the food. We have the water. We just have to get it to them. And this is why it's so very important. Listen to Cameron Arnett as he talks about what it means to help these people.
You know, when they say they're starving, they're actually rummaging through the piles that you talked about to see what's going to be their next meal, and it may have not been for another 3 or 4 or 5 days. So it's important for us to understand how rich we are in this country to be able to help people around the world because they have so much need, and we need to be a blessing to other countries.
We are a blessing. We are the most blessed nation. We are the kindest, most charitable nation out there, thanks to people like you. If you want to help these people, be a good Samaritan today. Join Terry and everybody else who's already helped. Go to my website, sebgorka.com. Click on the Crisis in Latin America banner. $100 will feed 2,500 mouths. We have the food. We just need to ship it to them. If you prefer, you can call Food for the Poor on 855-330-4673. That's 855-330-4673. Or go to my website, sebgorka.com. It's been a long time since you've been in the studio, James Carafano.
Yeah, I just spent a year in Texas last week.
You did? How'd you do that? Did you have like a TARDIS?
No, we did. I felt like a year. I mean, I was in Austin and then Waco and then Dallas and then back in Austin.
A little fact-finding mission.
I'm a Texas fan now. I discovered, did you know that Dr. Pepper was invented in Waco, Texas? And there's a Dr. Pepper Museum in Waco, which is
Museum, James Carafano?
Everything you'd ever want to know about Dr. Pepper. It is fascinating. And And interestingly enough, you know, the company, Dr. Pepper, and Foote, who is the longtime CEO, unabashed capitalists who just love the free market capitalist system. And the museum is dedicated to capitalism. It's awesome.
Nice.
It is cool.
Exciting, exciting. Okay. I love his bio. It's JJ Carafano on Twitter. Heritage Foundation guy trying to prevent World War III, one tweet at a time. How's it going, James?
Well, I didn't used to be the Heritage guy, but I've been doing Varney a lot lately on Fox. And when I come on now, he just goes, and here's the Heritage guy. And I don't get a Chiron. I don't get
nothing.
I just get the Heritage guy. So I just said,
president.
Let's go with it.
What are you, vice mufti? What are you?
Yeah, I guess I'm vice Heritage guy.
Okay. He is, very simply put, Stuart, can you get your act together? Vice President for anything to do with national security and foreign affairs at the Conservative Mothership. We love it. It's the Heritage Foundation. Can we talk Greenland?
Yeah. So, you know, we were talking on the break, and I saw that look on your face. So the Heritage Foundation is, I think, the only think tank in the United States of America that before all
you
this
have an office in Greenland,
exploded,
right? That's what you're going to say now.
Took Greenland seriously. I believe, and somebody can call in and correct me, I think we are the only major think tank that ever actually sent an analyst actually to Greenland. And last year, I had a guy who
was green? What did they say?
It was cold. And we've actually done a lot of research and work on Greenland over the year. We work a lot with the interest section that's here in the United States and the representative. Americans should care about Greenland. First of all, it's a transatlantic community That community is linked by a transatlantic ocean. If not for Greenland and Iceland, the control of the transatlantic is in jeopardy.
It's
absolutely
strategic.
It's
like the Portuguese islands.
The Azores. Yeah, it
totally
is absolutely
crucial.
I mean, we've been there militarily since World War II because it is very strategic.
So why is it that people make fun of the fact that the president, according to, you know, people, Tom Cotton had the idea or whatever, but the president floats this idea and people say, even the prime ministers of Denmark, this is absurd. How laughable. Well, they should open a history book, shouldn't they? Because we bought lots of things from lots of people, including from Denmark,
right, yeah,
the U.S. Virgin Islands for $25 million in gold bullion, gold coins.
Yeah.
How cool is that?
Yeah.
Just some diplomats shipped the gold coins and said, yeah, we'll take your eye. So this isn't nuts, is it, Jim?
We bought Alaska from Russia. Well, look, I don't think we have to buy Greenland, but the president has pointed out the obvious in his own presidential way, which is, Greenland is actually important to the United States. It's important to the transatlantic community. It's important to Greenland, whether you're talking about environment, mining, the negative influence of Chinese in the region, what we can
natural resources,
we can do for the indigenous people and for the people of Greenland, how we could benefit the United States, Canada, Greenland, fisheries. I can give you 1,000 different reasons why the United States ought to care about Greenland. And here's the thing. I really take exception to Denmark. And
the response.
And what they, yeah, which was nuts. I mean, come on. Okay, so we're not going to sell Greenland. I get that. Put it off the table. This was a tremendous opportunity to say, Mr. President, you are right. We should be working together to help realize a future for Greenland, and we should partner on this.
Let me just say this for a second. Apart from you, the Heritage Foundation, putting Greenland on the map for years, clearly. When are they going to get another opportunity like this one from the president to actually be the center of something? And then what do they do? Like a child. How funny.
And the Chinese went in there, and it took them about 5 seconds to figure out what the Chinese were up to. They wanted to buy everything cheap. They wanted to do nothing for the people of Greenland. They were going to buy a military. There was an old Denmark military base. And they said, well, we don't need this anymore. The Chinese said, oh, yeah, no problem. We'll buy it. And the government said, oh, no. So Denmark needs – look, and let's be honest. I hope nobody from Greenland is listening. I love Greenland. I love the people of Greenland. It is not the most well-governed space in the universe.
What? Shocking.
It is Denmark's Puerto Rico, and there is enormous space there for capitalism, for human capital growth, for the education of the people of Greenland. I mean, there's so much that we could do, and we could do together with Denmark. And rather than seize the opportunity to say, let us work together as a transatlantic community for this incredible place to make it good for its people, good for environment, good for the world, this churlish, stupid comment, which we know that was made, has nothing to do with politics. It was everything about people in Denmark hate Trump. Seize the moment.
Jim, isn't this indicative of so much stupid international response to the Trump administration?
It's petty, self-defeating. I mean, look at Turkey. Today the United States said, look, you don't want the Patriot? Fine. So the Turkish government, by being tough with Trump, has managed to talk themselves out of the F-35, the finest fighter thing
the
on
world.
The planet, and the Patriots. And for that, they get a couple of Russian S-400s, which I doubt they'll ever actually shoot at anything. It's the Trump hating is just – it's just – look, it wouldn't be bad, but it's – you're actually hurting yourself.
Right. It's when you undermine yourself geopolitically because of your hatred for somebody politically.
So, you know, the Nord Stream 2, right? Pipeline.
We got 50 seconds.
Right.
Go ahead.
Nord Stream 2 pipeline, right? With the Russians. Bad for Germany. Bad for all of Europe. Everything. As soon as Trump came out and said Nord Stream 2 is bad, the Germans said we must have Nord Stream 2. It's for our sovereignty. It's just crazy, crazy talk.
Not logical. But when we want real answers, we go to the Heritage Foundation. Or we want national security answers from the conservative mothership helmed by the superb K. Cole James. We go to James Carafano. Follow him on Twitter, JJ Carafano. Back with the voice of reason after these messages here in America First on the Salem Radio Network from the ReliefFactor.com studios.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare contracts, and in the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sound crazy? The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare contract, you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit, 800-620-8844. That's 800-620-8844. 800-620-8844.
When it comes to your pain, many of you might be skeptical, like I was, about ordering Relief Factor. Pat Boone again for this wonderful 100% drug-free supplement designed to help your own body lower or eliminate occasional aches and pains due to aging, exercise, everyday living. I'm not skeptical any longer. The 3-week quick start is now discounted to only $19.95. Why don't you let us see if we can get you out of pain, too, at ReliefFactor.com.
Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. If you are a timeshare owner and you think back to the day you bought your little piece of heaven, it probably was a good thought. The reality now is that you probably never use your timeshare and have continued to pay those annual maintenance fees. We at Lone Star Transfer are here to help you get out of this ongoing burden in an effective, quick, and legal way. We have over 8,000 happy customers to prove it. Call us today for a free, no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4863 or visit us online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
Gold has reached its highest price in 6 years, and chances are it could go much higher before the year ends. Sebastian Gorka here for my friends at Midas Gold Group. If you don't add physical gold or silver to your portfolio right now, you could miss one of the greatest opportunities this year. Call Midas Gold Group, the veteran-owned precious metals dealer, rated A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. Get their free guide to owning bullion and coins. Call 480-360-3000. That's 480-360-3000. And if you already own precious metals, ask for a free holdings evaluation to make sure your investments are on track. Learn how you can add the safety and stability of gold to your investments. There's no catch. Just call for their free guide to owning bullion and coins now. Midas Gold Group, 480-360-3000. 480-360-3000. Tell them Sebastian Gorka sent you.
Summer is here, and so are the bugs and other pests. Don't let your home or business be overrun this season with unwanted intruders. Forget about throwing your money away on those harmful toxic chemicals. This season, Plug In Pest Free. G'day, I'm Scott from Plug In Pest Free. This summer, turn your house wiring into a hostile environment for rodents and other unwanted pests, effectively driving them out the safe, humane way without the use of toxic chemicals. Designed to last for years, it will save you a ton of money. Our bestseller, the Plug-in Pest Free Pro, covers up to 4,000 square feet. Now that's fair dinkum. The Pro comes with a 20% discount when you use promo code SAVE20. That's promo code SAVE20 for 20% off. Order yours online today at gopestfree.com. That's gopestfree.com, promo code SAVE20. Don't spray and regret, plug in and forget.
No hate speech, just happy warriors on America First.
Jim likes it. We are back with James Carafano, Mr. National Security Foreign Policy at the Heritage Foundation. You're not here often enough, buddy, but we've solved that. We're going to make you a regular, okay? Is you okay?
And,
yes! Yes, all right. And she has spoken. K. Cole's James has said, we were such a big success thanks to you and your fellows. We're going to have a regular monthly broadcast from the mothership
at
the Heritage Foundation.
Oh, really?
Every month we're going to
cool
be there.
That?
We're going to be in that auditorium.
Oh,
you'll be there.
Man.
And anybody you want to send
It'll
us.
It'll be a rave.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be a rave. It's going to
be
crazy. Okay, let's talk. We were talking in the break about this decision by Paraguay
okay, with regards to Hezbollah. Big decision that they've designated a terrorist organization. Pompeo spoke about it, Secretary Pompeo. This is indicative of... There is a Trump effect, isn't there, James Carafano?
It's
not understood.
This is the completely unreported story, right, which is this administration engaging in Latin America in addressing the issues that Latin America is waking up and really caring about. The incursion of the Chinese and Chinese influence, the malicious effect of Iran in particular and Hezbollah, their stooge.
Tri-border area, everything.
How Venezuela and Cuba have single-handedly, and Nicaragua, have tried to destroy democracy in Latin America, undermined. And what do they get from the left in the United States? Exploitation. You know,
yeah.
Let's more illegal immigration. Let's suck all the people out of your countries. And what does Trump do? He walks in and goes, let's solve your problems. So we've had two countries now designate Hezbollah as a terrorist organization. I predict, and I think the breaking news, Brazil will do this.
That would be huge. Would this have happened if Donald Trump wasn't president?
And I think El Salvador will break relations with Venezuela and Nicaragua.
Really?
I think so.
So this is the effect in less than 3 years.
Yep.
What else is underappreciated? Let's talk for a second, because it's a big story. I don't know if there's going to be a Trump effect or not, but let's talk about Asia. Let's talk about Hong Kong. I did a radio interview last week, and somebody tried, because of my background, they said, is this 1956 again? Are the students going to create something larger? Is there going to be some kind of revolution? And I said, look, I'm not going to predict, because that's a mug's game, but one thing is for sure. China has no qualms of using force. If it's on their territory, if they want to roll in and do another Tiananmen, they will not hesitate. James, what's your take?
So let's talk about the reality of this. One is they don't have to intervene. The Hong Kong police are more than capable of dealing with this.
Right.
The second is they would love to see Hong Kong knock down a peg or two and just see, Hong Kong's not a safe place to do business. Let's have all that business flow to the cities in the mainland like Shanghai. The people of China are largely indifferent. They say, you privileged Hong Kong people. What are you complaining about? And they're happy to see them take down Hush. They deployed all that military so to ensure that democracy process don't spill over to the mainland. So I think they're just happy to see the pot boil. Here's the thing that's changed. And this is why we know Trump is truly the chosen one. this is about China's broken promises, right? They said two countries, one country, two systems. They lied. They've undermined the democracy of Hong Kong. They're supposed to govern all the people of China. The people of Hong Kong are citizens of China. They have sold them down the river. They have shown the world who they are. They break their promises.
Yeah,
and
this
it's
is
all
China.
About power for Beijing.
This is China.
The world has woken up. And the cheerleader for that is Donald Trump. Donald Trump has woken the world's eyes up that China is not going to rise peacefully, that China is the great destabilizing threat of the 22nd century?
21st.
Whatever. Whichever one we're in now.
21st. His math is as good as yours, Leroy.
Yeah, we're working on it. But that,
hey, weren't you in artillery? How did you do the trajectories?
I talked to a reporter, and I said at the end of Hillary Clinton, if Hillary Clinton had won at the end of her term, our foreign policy might not have looked that much different because we would have had to woken up to the world. And Trump gave us a three-year head start.
Right.
He has led the campaign, and it's almost bipartisan now, not just in the United States, but almost globally, that we just cannot sit there and watch China just run amok.
Last minute on this issue, is there something else or additional that Donald Trump should be doing with regards to China, or just keep the spotlight on what China is?
Well, I think on Hong Kong, I think the United States has done that. It's if the Chinese did intervene militarily, they would pay a price for that. I think the United States has put a list on the table of the kinds of things. And the Chinese could survive them and everything else, but they would pay a cost.
Right, right. We have been talking to James Carafano, Vice President for National Security Foreign Affairs at the Heritage Foundation, the mothership. Follow him, JJ Carafano. And if you need the latest, the best analysis, even on
Greenland,
go to heritage.org. Great to have you in studio. Can't wait to have you on as a regular and then to be broadcasting from the Heritage Foundation. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, broadcasting from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works. Tens of thousands of you, our listeners, are getting daily relief from this natural supplement. It's just contents that work. Omega-3s, resveratrol, curcumin, demonstrated over decades, in some cases, in the case of curcumin, over centuries, to attack inflammation at source. That's why my colleagues and myself, people with reputations like Dennis Prager, Hugh Hewitt, Mike Gallagher, and Larry Elder are wholeheartedly behind this incredible product from the father and son team of Pete and Seth Talbot, who, yeah, they're great businessmen, they're successful, but they're on a mission. Their mission is to relieve the pain of their fellow Americans. If you suffer from daily aches and pains, give it a shot. Think about this one thing. Their incredible three-week quick starter pack is a measly $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day to find out if Relief Factor could work for you the way it has worked for me. You could be the next success story. Go to relieffactor.com, see the testimonials from across the country of people who are getting their lives back, liberated from daily aches and pains. $19.95 for your three-week quick starter pack. Relieffactor.com. Relieffactor.com. We have one line open for your calls. The number here is 833-33-GORKA, G-O-R-K-A. That is 833-334-6752. Your calls next, and then Dan Bongino and Devin Smith here on America First.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I have been plagued with esophagus acid, and it burns the esophagus. I've had it for 30 years, and I've had doctors give me prescriptions for it and everything. I never got rid of it. I've been on the Balance of Nature for about 3.5-4 months. It is completely gone. I didn't even notice it. But it has to be the Balance of Nature because it's the only supplement I'm taking. And I just wanted you to know that because it's made a world of difference in my life. I just wanted to let you know.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, all new preferred customers will receive an additional 30% discount and free shipping on your first Balance of Nature order. You will also receive an extra $10 off on any additional set of fruits and veggies you purchase. This summer special will expire, so don't wait. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code GORKA.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started. HomeAdvisor.
Hi, everybody. This is Dennis Prager. You know, every week I have the male-female hour, and I, among other things, have been trying to explain men to both men and women. Men don't fully understand themselves, and women, totally understandably, don't understand men unless they are explained what men are about, especially male sexual nature, because it's so different from female sexual nature. Years ago, I recorded at a synagogue, in fact, a four-part series of lectures called Men's Sexual Nature. So over the course of 6 hours, I talk about adultery, pornography, values and sexuality, what men want, what they're like, what their nature is. Once women understand men and their challenges, they'll better appreciate the men in their lives. This is the best thing I ever did on male sexuality. The complete four-part series is now 50% off in the Prager Store. Go to PragerStore.com.
Email phishing attacks cost businesses billions annually in real cash, data loss, and brand damage. Phishing emails are hard to detect because the messages appear to be legitimate to unsuspecting employees. Introducing Barracuda Fishline, a groundbreaking cloud-based solution designed to help employees recognize sophisticated email phishing attacks through interactive training reinforced by continuous simulation. Transform your employees from a liability into a line of defense. Go to barracuda.com/PL to learn more.
Isn't that Dennis Prager's music? Are you stealing from a colleague, Leroy? Tisk, tisk. Tisk,
tisk. What do they bill this as? This is Pirates of the Caribbean. They bill it as Gladiator?
Oh, it's all like the same, very similar martial music.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. Don't you, I love Dennis's bumper music.
I like this better. It's on our show.
As long as somebody else isn't using it. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Are we AMACing? We're AMACing, aren't we? Check it. Will you just, honestly,
I know more about this show than a guy who's been doing it for 48 years. No, 30,
I just have
right?
to figure out where I am, that's yeah. all. Yes, we're doing AMAC.
He thinks it's Friday. If you're...
Start AMAC. I'm queuing you now.
What is that finger pointing? That's rude. If you are over the age of 50 and you care about your health care, do what 1.7 million Americans have already done under the inspiration of Dan Weber. The Association for Mature American Citizens fights for you. And to keep your health care in your hands, not frittered away, not nationalized under the Democrats like AARP would have, join them today. Go to GorkaForAMAC.com. The membership is a scant, I have a new word, a scant $16 a year. You get all, not scantily clad, scant, honestly. I'm going to buy you a dictionary and an abacus for Christmas. Go to GorkaForAMAC.com or call 855-624-4824. That's 855-624-4824. You'll get all the benefits you expect, but also join a team that's fighting to keep your health care in your hands. Portions of America First are brought to you proudly in part by the Association for Mature American Citizens. We're going to go to, we've got one line free. I'm going to get to all of you. So Kathy, Linda, Jeff, Judy, stay with us. Let's stay on foreign policy for a second. Let's go to Jeff in Houston, line three. Jeff, welcome back to America First.
Hi, Sebastian. I only heard part of the interview, and I hope this came up. Why do we not have any joint exercises with friendly nations in Latin America? Everything from amphibious exercises, airborne, taking airfields and bringing their people up and training them at the academies and the war colleges.
We do.
Like we used
do.
To do with the Cold War.
We do.
Which countries are we working with
yeah.
the most?
We do. The closest, the best level of cooperation, and when I was at Fort McNair just a few years ago teaching at the National Defense University, we had a school for Latin American officers. But the closest relationship, the most profitable in terms of really making a difference for them, is Colombia. So Colombia is an amazing armed force. We actually had on faculty with me a man I learned so much from. It was General Carlos Ospina, the commander of the Colombian Armed Forces. That's really, it's not like the Chad, it's not like the chief of the staff. He's actually an operational commander. So, yeah, we have very close ties. I don't know the details of joint exercises with multiple nations, but we have been supporting our partners in the region very closely for years.
What's our status with our old friends in Chile? Have they turned away from us, or do we still have some influence there?
You know, I think everything is on the table. After, you know, January 20th, 2017, you heard Jim. Jim's point was not just about Latin America. It was a broader point that you can divide the world's countries into very specific groups now. There are those who hate Donald Trump, or the elite hate him, and there are those who have finally woken up to a new world in which American leadership is back. When it comes to Latin America, South America, we're seeing some very, very positive signs, as you saw with regards to that decision regarding Hezbollah. Jeff, great questions. Let's go to line one, Kathy in California.
Hi, doctor. I'm happy to talk to you again. I spoke to you last week about my husband and son being...
Yes, and the law enforcement. Yes.
Yes, LAPD. Well, this week, earlier this week, my son, who's a pretty big, tough guy, was arresting or attempting to arrest a homeless guy standing in the middle of the street drunk and drinking in public. It's against the law still in California.
Right.
And it was quite a fight. He finally got him handcuffed. But now my son is off duty for a while because he's got injured ribs, among other things.
So what does your son think about Gavin Newsom's decision that police officers in California are now allowed to use less force than before?
It's making him and the other men just crazy. That's why the fight was such a big deal, because you really got to watch what you do and how you do it to get them in the handcuffs.
Do they have any options? Do they have unions? I know they've made a very strong statement against the governor's decision, but is there any hope? What is the morale like for people like your son and his colleagues in the LAPD?
The morale is getting worse by the month, and what can they do? They can't fight Gavin Newsom. It's making everybody crazy. And frustrated.
Well, give me your son's first name, just his first name, Kathy.
Paul.
Paul. Okay, we're going to pray for Paul and all his colleagues who don that uniform, put on that badge and that duty belt, that they will be protected, because they are doing a very, very tough job. and their governor and their mayors do not have their backs. God bless him. God bless you, Kathy. Let's go to line two, Linda in Ohio. Welcome to America First.
Hello, Dr. Gorka.
Hi.
Firstly, let me thank you for what you're doing. And I wanted to know, because I'm here in the streets and some people that voted for Mr. Trump were not voting for him anymore because of his rhetoric. And I'm trying to talk women into voting for him because I realize he needs to be in again. But the tweets regarding Rashida Tlaib's mother, that is turning people off. Is there any way you could just get him to tone down the tweets he needs?
No, because that's why he's winning.
Oh, I know, but he's turning women off.
All right, this is a really important topic, and I want to help you. You're calling up because you're concerned. You want the president to win in 2020. This is a big issue. Linda, will you stay on the line so I can talk to you after this break?
Yes.
Okay, stay on the line. I've got to read a quick message, and then we've got to take some breaks. One break, and I need to try and give you the assistance that you're requesting because this is essential. I hear this all the time. It frustrates me, but there is an answer. So stay on the line, Linda, and we will address your concerns after this message. How are you feeling? Are you run down? Do you have the energy that you used to? Maybe it's because you're not eating enough fruits and vegetables. Do you like that stuff? Zucchini, spinach, kale. If you don't, or if you just don't have the time, do what I have done. Join Balance of Nature, this incredible product from Dr. Douglas Howard. My friend, New York radio host, actor, entertainer, is a massive fan of this product. Joe Piscopo will tell you what you can expect when you join us with Balance of Nature.
Dr. Gorka, we both know what it's like to be on the radio for several hours. Because we give everything we got to our audience, you always feel so drained. But soon, you're going to notice that you have a lot more energy, not only during your show, but before and after with Balance of Nature.
Wouldn't that be great to have more energy and actually be healthier because of the nutrients in Balance of Nature? Try it. I take it every day. Three little capsules of fruit, three little capsules of vegetables. And for a limited time, all of my new preferred customers will receive a 30% discount and free shipping, as well as an extra $10 off any additional purchase. This summer special will expire, so don't wait. Call 800-246-8751. That number, 800-246-8751, or go to their website, balanceofnature.com. But in either case, you must use the special code GORKA, balanceofnature.com. Back to your calls, including Linda, in a moment here on America First on the Salem Radio Network. The number is 833-33-GORKA. That number, 833-334-6752. Broadcasting from the ReliefFactor.com studio.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare contracts, and in the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sound crazy? The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare contract, you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit, 800-620-8844. That's 800-620-8844. 800-620-8844.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor. And in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're MediShare members, and Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs, and that's how so many MediShare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in, and like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join MediShare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
And don't forget, if you are a fan of this show, you will get the biggest discount ever at MyPillow.com, because that's what my friend Mike Lindell, who will be hosting the show tomorrow, offers you if you use my name at the checkout, G-O-R-K-A. His two-pack of incredible MyPillows for $69.98, the cheapest ever he has offered them. That's $34.99 per pillow. Use the promo code Gorka, G-O-R-K-A. Back to Linda, who's been waiting very patiently in Ohio. So, Linda, are you there? So you have some friends, female friends, who react badly to President Trump's tweets, especially with regards to Tlaib's mother. Explain what their response is, or what their issue is with the president.
They just think he's too gruff.
Okay. And why does that matter?
Well,
why does style matter when we have the most powerful economy, the biggest armed forces, we have the lowest unemployment in history for Hispanics, for Black Americans? Why does the style of the president's tweets matter to your friends?
I don't understand that. I don't like it, but it doesn't turn me completely off. So I've never asked them specifically that question. I don't know.
Well, that's where you need to start. Because, look, these things are really tough, because in many cases, these responses are emotional and they're not based upon reason or logic. They're kind of a gut reaction. Oh, I don't like his style, what he did. But then you have to walk them through it. You got to be Socratic. Ask them a few questions. Ask them, so do you know what Rashida Tlaib said about Donald Trump? Do you know what Rashida Tlaib's grandmother said about Donald Trump, that may he be ruined in May Allah ruin Donald Trump? Have you asked them about what these people were doing when they said they wanted to go to Israel? The organization that was sponsoring that trip, that is rabidly anti-Semitic. Walk them through, and just, if you don't want to attack anybody, it's okay. Ask your friends very simple questions. What do you think about the last 2 years in America? Not about Twitter, about the real world, about the destruction of ISIS, about the economy, about investment, about the rate of unemployment. Have you asked them to kind of analyze for themselves what the last 2 years has looked like?
Specifically, yes, with my sister, those exact things.
And then what's her response to that? What does she say about the last 2 years, Linda?
She thinks he's all hooked up with the swamp because he never talks about the swamp anymore. And
oh, but that's then she's coming from the right, yeah? That's not a liberal problem. That's a conservative problem.
Yeah.
Why does she think that the president's soft on the swamp? That's really intriguing.
Because, for one, that I can't remember his name, but who he hired that just left because of Epstein, and because he's no longer talking about the swamp and nothing's really happening, she says.
All right. So okay, I have one answer to that. Patience. Patience, patience. Remember, we are the right. We don't do kangaroo courts. We search for evidence, we collect evidence, and then we charge. Patience. Linda, stay on the line. I want to talk to you and offer you a signed copy of my book. Next, here on America First, Dan Bongino.
I couldn't sleep at night. All I could think about was my credit card debt.
I knew I couldn't get a loan, so the thought of owning a home or a new car seemed totally out of the question.
I was afraid to answer the phone, and I dreaded the mail.
It just felt like my credit card debt was this deep pool, and I was just drowning in it.
This might be you right now, and you should know you're not alone.
There is hope.
Right now, certified counselors at Trinity Debt Management are standing by and ready to help you, not judge you.
One call to 1-800-990-6976, and you'll find hope to live your life out from under the weight of credit card debt.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment.
Put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
If your debt has you down, We should talk. Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.